share this morning? What's the topic on? What's the topic on? What are you learning?
I don't know how much time to prepare for it.
Okay, Boker Tov, Yasher Koach to all the people who are here bright and early celebrating our Medina by coming to Minyan. The way to do it. Okay, so the next Midah through which you acquire Torah is Ema and Yira. So what does it mean to acquire Torah through Ema and Yira? So there are two things to keep in mind. A very famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, a very famous statement of Chazal, Kol she yiraso kodemes l'chachmaso, chachmaso miskayemes, Kol she ein yiraso kodemes l'chachmaso. A parallel Gemara in Shabbos, that if a person
studies Torah
without Yirat Shemayim, then the Torah will probably dissipate. Yiras Hashem Hiyotzaro. If a person sees Torah as just a regular discipline without realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind it and without allowing that Torah to alter his personality, then A, he'll probably not study Torah with as much verve and investment. It's easy to study Torah this year in Yeshiva. Are you going to study Torah in 10 years when you're on a busy schedule, or next year when you're in college, or when you're in the... So if you see it as an eternal word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you'll probably be more invested. And not just more invested with your time commitment, but also more invested emotionally. And if not, then it's a discipline in Chas V'Shalom. You study it, and then you drop it after you leave Yeshiva. But it's more than that. It's more than just the orientation and the attitude that it's a Dvar Hashem. It actually has to, at some level, and this is really the Chiddush of today's Shir, so listen carefully, at some level, it has to affect your actual experience of Talmud Torah, not just the attitude of why you're studying Talmud Torah. At Har Sinai, there were a lot of different emotions that Am Yisrael felt. But the emotion they felt most powerfully was Emon Yira. The Mishnah says, the Medrash says, that every single time Hashem gave it Tzivui, it's hard to imagine this, they died. It was so overwhelming to encounter the Dvar Hashem, Nafshi Yatza B'Dabro Imo, the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, and they had to be revived. Or, according to the Medrash, every time Hashem spoke, they were so frightened they ran for 12 miles or 12 mil. They all ran away. These may be hyperbolic, these may be exaggerated, but clearly if you read Sefer Shemos and Parshas Yisro, you see the fear that they felt. That experience Chazal enshrined and incorporated in two levels. In the days of Chazal, you were not allowed to learn Torah while you were sitting. The Gemara Megillah says that you have to learn Torah standing. Now, we still have a remnant of that, even though at a certain level it became too difficult for people to maintain to learn Torah while they were standing. So in the days of Rabbi Gamliel, they already had to make a takana to allow you to sit down when you're learning. But that's why we stand during Kriya Satara. The Baal Kriya definitely stands. It's in Meforish Gemara. And many people have the minhag to stand during Kriya Satara, even though they're not the Baal Kriya, because of that original Gemara in Megillah. That was Rabbi Soloveitchik's minhag. That was Rav Lichtenstein's minhag. A lot of Talmidim, Rav Lichtenstein will stand during all of Kriya Satara. It certainly means that during Kriya Satara, if you're not standing, you shouldn't be talking or taking it lightly, because there you're really recreating Har Sinai at a public level. So even though at a private level they used to stand during Talmud Torah to capture Har Sinai, that already a takana was made because it was too difficult. But the public level, we're still recreating Har Sinai. The second halacha in the days of Chazal, which is faded, which a lot of people don't realize, is that you weren't allowed to study Torah if you were a Baal Keri. Now, before you're married, of course, Baal Keri is something that you try to avoid, and it's not a pleasant part of your experience. Hopefully it's not a frequent part of your experience. But when a person's married, you're very frequently a Baal Keri. A Baal Keri, when you're married, is just another way to say that you've had normal marital relations. You're not allowed to learn Torah. So they say Kriya Shema until you go to the mikvah. So they had many more mikvahs in those days than we have today. The mikvah for us, especially people who aren't Hasidim into Kabbalah, once or twice a year for men. Those days they would go to the mikvah regularly. It's part of their routine. So again, they had to make a takana that you can learn Torah and say Kriya Shema in your Baal Keri. But originally, the takana was you can't, because you have to be in a state of Ema in Europe. So at some level, how do you find that relationship between being comfortable when you're studying Torah but also realizing that you're engaged in talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in base matters, it's a very delicate balance, right? Let me give you an example. Should you walk around the bed? I see boys walk around the base matters sometimes without their shoes on, being very comfortable. I'm not saying what I feel about that. On the one hand, it's good, because if you take your shoes off in the base matters when you're learning, it shows that you're comfortable, you'll spend more time here, you're not just visiting, you're making it to your home. On the other hand, it's Hashem's Torah. I'm not telling you what to do. You certainly shouldn't keep those halachos anymore. If you're a Baal Keri, you're allowed to learn Torah, even though you don't go to the mikvah. You can sit down when you're learning Torah. But at some level, so I would say, for example, I see a lot, sometimes boys listening to music when they're learning Torah. I would try to avoid that, especially if it's not Jewish music. So it helps you concentrate more. First of all, that in and of itself should change. You have to be a person who's able to concentrate without music and like, forget religion, forget Torah. If you can't be that person, then you're going to have less concentration in life, because it's inevitable that when you're listening to music, as soothing as it is, you're diverting your resources. You're not focusing as much as you can. I mean, that's just a biological, neurological reality. So you have to train yourself to be able to just think in a quiet space and create quiet spaces for yourself. But certainly, if you're listening to music that doesn't really jive with the Torah you're learning, then you may be severely compromising, at the very least, the attitude that this is Devar Hashem, and you want to feel like you're searching for HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're learning, not just involved. That's the real challenge in learning, because davening is an emotional experience. Learning, by and large, is a cognitive experience. You're using your head, you're applying your head. When you're reading a sugya, you're applying your head, your intellect. How can you trace that and make it a religious one, an experiential one, a spiritual one? At some level, you have to be able to feel that you're reading Devar Hashem. I don't think you should quake and shiver, but you should have that sense of awe. Unfortunately, we live in an environment in which it's very hard to feel awe. I met Rav Lichtenstein. I lived in awe of Rav Lichtenstein. Every time he came into the room, I lost my breath. I felt like I was dealing with someone who was beyond any human being I could ever imagine meeting. I met one or two other people that I was awed by. I hate to ask this question because it may be a very, very difficult question to process, but is there anyone in your life that you're in awe of? We live in a very, very different world. Science has de-awed the world. There used to be a world in which we didn't know how it operated, so we lived in awe. Wow. How does that hurricane, it's so powerful. How does that storm apply? How does the solar eclipse? We lived in, these things caused us awe because they were mysterious and they had mystique. We don't live in that world anymore because science has disrobed some of the mystique in our world. But with people, at least, you have to try to find awe, and at the very least, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? So have a great, great, great Shabbos, everyone. Everyone going to be here for Shabbos? I hear there's a great cheer of Shabbos afternoon. Whatever. Have a good